First down, Texans at the Houston 20. Hoyer, no backs. Three receivers right, two to the left. Here's Hoyer throwing underneath. He hits Arian Foster. He breaks a tackle. Cuts to the outside. 30. And Foster still going at the 35, 40, the sideline. The 45, the 50. And Foster down inside the 48-yard line of the Colts. What a play by Arian. 32 yards.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Thursday night marked the return of Andre Johnson to NRG Stadium. He was greeted by his former teammates, greeted with mixed emotions by some of the fans. Everyone was happy to see him. Of course, whenever he made a big play, there were definitely some boos. Andre was able to make a number of big plays, six catches for 77 yards, including two touchdowns. But that brings us to our break check big stop, and that was Kareem Jackson on Andre Johnson. He was able to break up this pass as Andre was trying to catch the ball, head into the end zone. Kareem hit him hard, dropped the ball, and at least broke up that one. That is our break check big stop. And for more on the game and the matchup, let's head it up to the guys in the booth, the ones who called the game, Andre Ware and Mark Vandermeer.
What a difficult night indeed for the Texans, who had a lot of things going for them tonight with Hasselbeck playing, and you thought maybe it could be their night. They were banged up themselves, both teams were, and the Colts are the team that really responded.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, you come in, you're thinking defensively you could get after this Colts offense, a remade offensive line could shut down, maybe slow down Frank Gore a little bit and have your way defensively. Didn't happen there. Went basically all night on special teams with no kickoff return yards, no punt return yards until late in the ball game when Keith Mumphrey was able to get a nice return there. But special teams and defense, that was the story of the game.
And really one of the better stories developing throughout the night was the play of Brian Hoyer, who came in when Ryan Mallett was shaken up, and he led the team on two touchdown drives and two more field goal drives. But at the end, the big turnover to kill the Texans' rally.
Yeah, just when you needed something to have happen, Indianapolis had all the momentum in the football game right before the half. You insert Brian Hoyer, Mallett pulls himself. Mm-hmm. Hoyer comes in, he lights a flame, and maybe the quarterback going forward, but able to throw the Hail Mary, get some momentum, a couple of nice drives to get this team within striking distance in the ballgame. So I thought he played a solid ball game, managed it well until the very end when he took the shot and threw the interception.
Yeah, held the ball a bit too long, got hit as he threw. What about the Houston defense, Trey? This is perplexing to see them give up two 80-yard touchdown drives in the second half, and that really killed the momentum.
Well, until you stop it, teams are going to continue to do it. We watched it happen against Kansas City, Carolina. We watched it last week against Atlanta with Dante Freeman. Again tonight with Frank Gore, right between the guards, inside the tackles. That's where all the activity is going on. And it's not like a lot of pulling. It's just man-on-man push and let the backs find a soft spot. Frank Gore made a living doing it tonight.
Sort of mini bye for the Texans now, as they'll be off this weekend, obviously, and face the Jaguars a week from Sunday.
All right, thanks so much, guys. Now let's head straight down to the podium and listen in on head coach Bill O'Brien.
Just tell you what I told the team. We all got to work together. We got to stick together, and we got to figure out how to get over the hump here. That was, you know, not good tonight. You know, anytime you come out on the losing end, it's not good. Were there some good things tonight? Certainly there were, just like in any football game, but certainly not enough. Too many penalties, you know, turnovers again, you know, no takeaways again. So couldn't, you know, had trouble stopping a run, had trouble running it at times. So, but we're, you know, I believe in the guys in that locker room. That's what I just told them. Nothing's changed in that regard. I believe that we have good guys in there and guys that are resilient. And, you know, I believe we're going to show back up tomorrow and work and try to figure out what we got to do to get over the hump here and win a game. So with that, I'll open it up.
Bill, how disappointing is this? Shocking, surprising, you guys are 1-4 to start this.
It's not good, Brian. Yeah, no, it's, I wouldn't even know how to describe it, but it's not good, and we have to figure it out. You know, and I'll say this, though, Brian. The only thing I'll say to that is that I really feel like there's a lot of season left. I really believe that. There's 11 games left, and, you know, look, I know that it doesn't look good right now. I'm not saying that it does, but I think there's a lot of season left. Give the Colts credit. They did a better job than us tonight, but I think there's a lot left to play for, no question about it.
Do you know who your starting quarterback is?
Well, you know, Brian, I thought did a good job tonight, but, you know, we'll talk about it. I haven't even talked to the staff yet about it and sit down and review the film. thought Brian did a good job, though. You know, he went in there and wasn't the easiest of circumstances, other than the last play there, you know, where he kind of launched it up there, and you know, he probably wants to have that one back. But thought he did a good job. But we'll review it tomorrow and see where we are at that position.
Bill, what happened to Brian?
What happened to him? Yeah, I think it was an ankle, and I think he probably could have gone back in there, but you know, Brian, that was a 60-yard drive that ended, I think, in a field goal, and it was a pretty good drive, so I stuck with Brian there.
I feel like Brian was trying to get back in, you know, a couple plays later. What was your thought process?
Yeah, subbing him back in during the drive, I thought that Brian went in there and did a decent job of completing some passes on that drive and was, you know, getting into a rhythm, so I stuck with Brian there.
Bill, there's a lot of talk that Mallett left the field early, right before the Hail Mary. Do you have any indication of that or any response to that at all?
No, I don't think so. I think there was like 1 second left on the clock. So I know that I thought the half was over, to be honest with you, and then they grabbed me back. So and then we decided to go again to the end zone there. I don't know anything about that.
Penalties have been a theme for a couple of weeks now. What can you do on the top of your head to change that?
Yeah, it's not very good. Way too many penalties on both sides of the ball, on special teams again. So we have to watch it, and we have to figure out what we can do to coach the players better to not commit those penalties.
It seems like both of your quarterbacks half the time to make the right decision.
Yep.
Offensive line been doing their job.
Yep.
Better, they just not, you know, step slower on their thought process.
Well, I thought Brian made some good decisions. You know, I thought, I said when Mallett was in there, there were some good things too. I think the line's playing well. Again, not having watched the tape yet, probably be able to answer that question better early in the week here. But we just have to. Everybody's got to do a better job.
You commented this week, obviously, you're doing what you can in practice to help create turnovers. You had a third game in five where you didn't create any. Is there anything else you can do?
Well, I think it's something that we have to keep working on. We've had chances at turnovers and just hasn't happened. You know, sometimes they come in waves, sometimes they don't come. You know, last year they were really good for us. This year we have to figure out what we can do to coach it better and see if we can get some takeaways.
The slow start didn't seem to be another thing. You mentioned right off the bat we got to get over the hump. Keep falling down and then coming back.
Yeah, it's not good. You know, we drove the ball down the field on the first drive there, and I thought that was a good drive. Had a chance there, and then you know we threw it, and you know had an interception there off of basically a tip ball, I guess it was, and so we got to figure out what we're doing wrong there in the red area, you know, especially in the beginning of the game. So it's all about going back to work tomorrow and trying to figure out what we can do better.
One more from Tanya.
What were you seeing happening?
I couldn't hear you, Tanya.
What were you seeing happening with the
run defense? Yeah, you know, again, I think they were running. You know, zone scheme and power scheme, and we stopped it at times, but a lot of times we didn't. So again, we got to go back and look at the tape and see if we can get it corrected and see if we can coach it better and put the players in better positions to be able to make those plays.
All right, we've taken another time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll head inside the locker room and hear from the players. Stay with us.